Sheffield Tribe, the podcast. I'm Des.
And I'm Mac. I love you just shush me.
Because why do you do that every time? I'll like be like, okay, are you ready to start? And he'll be like, yeah, and he's quiet. And then as soon as I press play, he goes,
because like, our theme song is bitching. That guitar rip?
That's actually me doing that. Did you know that?
Dude, you shred.
Aw, I thought you were going to believe me, but I could tell that you don't believe me.
where's your guitar, bitch?
It's in the closet. Okay. The door is closed.
Tried it.
Happy Thirsty Thursday, everyone.
Happy Yay! Thirsty Thursday. And I hope you got your drink in your hand.
And in your cup and on your face.
Yo, what up, bitch?
What's up, bitch? I feel like these Thirsty Thursdays are just happening over and over and over.
They are flying by.
I'm so, like, ready for them all the time. And they, honestly, they seriously do creep up on me. And I'm like, how is it? I feel like Thursdays are like Mondays, but they're not Mondays because Mondays are not great.
I like that. So Monday is like my kickball day. Mm-hmm. And I like that I have another day in the week that I look forward to, like Thursday. You know?
You only have two that you look forward to?
Yeah, every other day is just shit.
Aw, I look forward to like all of them.
No.
I look forward to certain days by what TV shows that I watch.
Oh, really?
So like it used to be that Mondays were like Vanderpump Rules Day. Now it's fucking on Tuesday. So it ruined my whole schedule. Now
just switched it up.
Monday is wrestling. I watch Monday Night Raw. Shout out Sasha Banks. Oh my God. I keep forgetting.
Ah! Oh my God, what?
Amazing news.
Is she pregnant? You pregnant?
I'm pregnant.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I believed myself for a second.
Like, oh my God, let me touch my belly for a second.
So I can't believe I never mentioned it. I keep wanting to, and I forgot to. The Bella Twins are being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame this year, and they are the first talent to be inducted. To be inducted so soon. I forget how to word it.
Right.
They're the soonest inducted talent after retirement. They retired a year ago and now they're being inducted.
They're retired?
Yeah.
They're not wrestling anymore.
No.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, for
I don't over even follow wrestling, so I mean I guess that makes sense as to why I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't expect you to, but
But they're both so young, aren't they?
They're 36. That's still you could totally.
Who's the one that's 20 like 26 or whatever?
Well, they're twins, so neither. But
twins
no,
and one's can, like 8 years older.
You can still be wrestling into your early 40s. I mean, full time. You probably could go longer than that, but
your
most people
just
don't because they start when they're a lot younger.
Right.
But the Bella Twins, so for those of you who don't know, I'll make it quick. Nikki, I know
because I'll make it quick.
Maybe you guys have no idea who I'm even talking about, but Nikki Bella, she broke her neck. Wrestling.
Shit.
You didn't even know that?
No, you told me that.
This was, I think, back in 2015 or 16. And then she had surgery. She had her neck surgically repaired. She was out for, I think she was only out for 9 months or something. And then she came back. That's how dedicated she is.
Can you see the injury online?
See the injury? Like when it happens? No, it was a progressive injury.
Oh, it was?
It wasn't like, bam, her neck snapped or something.
Oh, gosh.
It was just, I think she mentioned it on the show that she, one of her moves, it was putting too much pressure on her neck. She would get her opponent on both of her, you know, on her shoulders.
Right.
And then she would come down on her knees.
Oh.
And she would do that, you know, they perform. They are on TV twice a week, but they perform, I think, 5 days a week.
It kind of just makes you think of the life of, like, a professional athlete. Like, how much banging their body's taking. Like, football, I really don't know how those guys do it. Like, there are so many plays that I see, like, at least from highlights and stuff, where someone's running for a ball, and as the second they catch it, someone's coming from, like, way out on, like, another side, and they just get hit. And it's like, how are these guys getting up from hits like that? You know,
I don't watch football, but I hear that their careers last like way shorter.
I average, I think it's like 6 or 7 years.
Wrestler. Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, by the way, our drinking game, we talk way too long before we do that.
I know.
So if you're playing our drinking game this week.
What's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Okay. Sure, I'll accept that. So as always, if you hear us say the word bitch or repeat ourselves, we do that a lot. Oh my God. I noticed last week, I couldn't say the word extinct. And I said it like 14 times in a row. And I was like, oh shit, we
people
repeat
be
ourselves.
Drunk. People
yes.
be drunk.
Yes. But of course, we're drinking our H2 Rose. So thanks to our sponsor, H2 Rose.
Thank you.
They're going to actually have me sing their
theme song.
Their jingle, yeah.
Wow.
So you're going to see a commercial and you're going to hear me go, I don't want. I'm going to be like the, that? It's the sweet two. One, the Dr. Pepper guy.
No, it's like, H2, oh, I can't even sing.
Do it.
H2 Rose, like that.
Ooh, okay. Damn, you're coming for my paycheck. Okay. I guess they're going to ask you too.
They should have us both do
that
it.
That was good. Okay. Yeah, we'll
Mango's
do a duo.
Mango's my flavor.
Okay. Too far.
What's happening?
You were on a roll and then you stopped.
Hey, Dad.
So New Music Friday happens every I forget what day of the week. What day? Just kidding.
Definitely not Friday.
But if you are on the West Coast, you get it at 9 p.m. on Thursdays. Because right 3 hours later is midnight on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And I know that we're gonna be talking about music from few days ago, and then we're getting a new one later tonight on Thursday. Mm-hmm. But Demi Lovato released her new song. Have you heard it yet? Probably not.
No, definitely not.
Do you know who Demi Lovato is?
I know who that is, yes.
I'm just kidding.
She was the one that did, she had like a...
She overdosed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love you, Demi Lovato. Yikes. She has a brand new song, Meg the Stallion. That was great.
Great.
That was great.
Thought it was off.
You lied to me. You told me your phone was off. And I said, no. Prove it. And you just proved me wrong.
Prove myself wrong.
Prove yourself wrong. Megan Thee Stallion released a new, I think it's like an EP because it was only like 7 or 8
what
songs.
What does EP stand for?
Extended Playlist. So it is too short to be a full album.
Right. The song itself is too short?
Girl, bye. No, the playlist.
Well, no, because I've seen... People like I've seen artists release a song and it says EP afterwards, so I'm like,
because that should mean that it's part of an extended EP. Playlist. Yeah, so okay. It's usually about 6 songs.
Okay,
can be I don't know about 4. That's a little short, but probably 4 to like 6 songs, and then an LP, which is a long playlist.
Long playlist.
I think it's long. Yeah, there's an LP. So
okay,
it's a little. It's right after an extended playlist, but still before.
Right.
A full album. Full album usually consists of 10 to like 15 songs.
But then you have some albums that are like 20 songs.
Usually those are like duo albums. Like Miranda Lambert, My Legend of Life, did a duo album. I know, right? And she did like a, not like an A and B. Oh my God, how old do we are? Do I sound? No, no. Remember when they had an A and B side and you could flip the little CD over?
I do remember that.
Side B?
Side B.
Oh my God. And then Katy Perry revealed that she's pregnant in her brand new song.
How cool to be an artist to like be able to like drop little hints like that in a song. Like
that's not a hint. That's the whole thing.
Oh, like
she told people she's pregnant.
Her song, not a hint. Her song is I'm pregnant.
I might be pregnant and it's like a full bump. Did you know that I didn't even realize she's still with Orlando Bloom? Do you know who Orlando Bloom is?
I know who that is, yes. Okay. I love how you asked me a lot.
Like,
do you know who that is?
I see your face and you just, it looks like it completely goes like over your head every time I mention a famous
person. Yeah, he's
person.
That one guy. No, he
yeah, okay, you do.
He played in Pirates of the Caribbean.
So you do remember, yeah.
That's I didn't know that was her husband, though.
That's the only thing I know him from is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Does he still act? I mean.
Probably. I don't, probably. I haven't seen him.
Probably.
I don't know what he acts in. People are crazy about Lady Gaga. I'm sorry. It's a reaction. I can't.
I know. Like, there's like no filter for you.
I can't just say Lady Gaga's name without like kind of like snarling.
What's her real name?
Or cringing. You got it wrong in the
I know. I'm just trying
quiz.
To remember.
You don't remember? Stephanie.
That's right.
Germanotta. And you were dissing people named Stephanie. Girl, you got to go.
I know. Who
you were
am
so
I?
Rude. You
As
tried.
If I'm better than all the Stephanies. I mean, I kind of am, but.
That's all him, know. By the way, guys. I love the name Stephanie. So got to go. Yeah, so I'm guessing you haven't heard any of this.
No.
Mac, you don't really pay attention to New Music Friday, do you?
I don't. Care? Like, I stay in my lane with all the music that
what
I already have.
What lane is that? Like 2009?
She dared. She tried it. No, 2010.
Okay, so that's still a whole decade ago.
No, I mean, I don't know. All the music that I have right now. This sounds so stupid, but all the music that I have right now, I enjoy it.
Okay.
And I don't really like venture off.
But the music that you have right now, when you say that, what does that even mean?
I've been listening to a lot of like theme songs, not theme songs, but like, you know, music from like Disney, like
Oh God, this is getting worse and worse. Are you, you're joking, Mulan, right?
Or no, I actually really do listen to this stuff.
Tell people how old you are right now.
Please. 27.
And how many kids do you have?
0 kids. Oh, oh my God, who am I? I know when you okay, hold on.
Okay.
And when you format it like that, it makes me sound so strange.
You just referenced the Goofy movie and
Hercules and Mulan.
Okay.
Let's... I just like musicals, I guess. No, but what else do I listen to? I listen to a lot of Chris Brown. I listen to
Do you listen to podcasts? Because I always
to podcasts too, yeah. I listen to our podcast. Aww, hey, shout out.
Shout out, guys.
But yeah, I kind of go back and forth between different podcasts and stuff. But
podcasts, do you listen to multiples? Tell me three that are really good. Three. That you listen
I listen to Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard.
Oh, I love Dax Shepard. I love his wife.
Yeah.
Kristen Bell. Jinx. Anytime we do a double sip. Oh my God. Anytime we do a jinx, you guys should chug or something.
Chug it. And then I listen to Tiger Belly with Bobby Lee. He's a comedian. And then I also listen to another podcast called Let's Talk About Sets.
Sets?
Not sex, you little pervs.
Is that like a workout one?
Sets. It's more of like let's talk about comedic sets. So it's two comedians in New York, and they basically kind of listen to stand-up sets. Anyone I would know? No, I think they're kind of no names, but,
wow, that was rude.
I know that's super rude.
Super rude.
But they basically kind of just break down, comedic bits. They talk about joke theory, callbacks, just basically how to be better as a stand up comedian and energy on stage. So I really like those, you know, those are cool.
Okay. So. That's very interesting. Are you going to ask me?
What do you listen to? I mean, I know you listen to the Bellas podcast.
So unexpected. Yeah. The Bellas podcast, shout out. Love them every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the reasons why I got into listening to podcasts is because I love them. I followed their career since they've had a career. And that's what I wanted to do a podcast for. I was like, oh my God, this could be really fun.
They're inspiring. Get someone I have. They inspired you.
Oh yeah, totally. And then RuPaul, of course, shout out to Mama Ru.
What is he or?
He. What's the tea?
What does he do? Does he bring on guests or is it just him?
The show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's him and a co-host, and they have celebrities on. Actually, yeah, I don't think they've ever not had a celebrity on.
Really?
They have famous people, but it's even the type of celebrities that me and you, especially you, but even me, wouldn't even know who they are.
Okay.
But they are still big people in the industry. He had this songwriter for her name, I think, is I forget her name. Diane Warren.
Okay. I feel like I've heard of her.
Elizabeth Warren, that was the presidential candidate. they have the same last name.
She's a songwriter too.
And so yeah, she wrote for Mariah Carey and for Elton John and for Ariana Grande. She just writes for literally everybody for the past 30 years.
Wow.
And she's constantly being nominated for Grammys
because she's a singer too?
Writing credits. No. I don't think so.
Dude, what a cool job to just write songs and you get acknowledged for it through Mariah Carey.
I would love to do that. That would be one of my careers. I've tried. I've actually, there's a site that I submit my music through and I haven't done it in a couple of years, but I actually got put on hold and for consideration for Miranda Lambert's album from 2017.
Wow.
It's called The Weight of These Wings. It's her album that she did, actually that had 18 or 19 songs we were just talking about. And it was her album after her divorce. It was the first time she made music after she divorced Blake Shelton.
Okay.
And so, oh my God, for me, somebody who idolizes Miranda Lambert, I literally have her tattoo on me.
I approve it.
She's my inspiration to be a musician, you know, all those years ago that I started.
I think, when we first met, when we first met and we moved in together, I was really in awe as to how talented you were with the piano, especially with your vocals too, because you would do that thing with your voice. I was like,
what thing? You're doing a wave with your hand.
You'd go up and then you come back down and it would just sound really nice. It's you call it a run, right? It's a run.
Runs are when you I don't know so if bad. I could call that a run, but something like that, I guess. Yeah, Christina Aguilera, she does a lot of runs.
And Ariana Grande does it too.
Yes.
And those make my are just
they make your heart flutter.
They're sexy. They're sexy as shit.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was really cool that you were able to do that with your voice. And
thanks,
you
know, girl.
You can't nobody can it's not just anybody that can do that, you know.
Thank you.
But I think what is it about writing that you like so much?
it's such a form of therapy and mm-hmm. release. I haven't done it in so long, which, like, you know, I miss it. I've been having mm-hmm. that songwriter's itch, but there's nothing like sitting at the piano, because I play piano, and just like starting to write a song, like coming up with, okay, how do I want it to sound? How do I want my chord progressions to go? What is the music going to sound like? How long is it going to be? And then I usually pick the song title first, mm-hmm. and then that sets the theme for what I want to write about.
Okay.
For those of you who have never heard any of my music, I started off doing country because I love country so much.
Right.
That's like where my heart and soul is. And with so country interesting, music,
especially being raised in like West, like SoCal,
Southern California, yeah. right? I know. Camarillo is a little, you know, country town. We have a lot of what do you call that? Agriculture.
Oh yeah, lots of it. Lots of it.
You look so confused.
It's like what agriculture? I was about. Like, we do have a Cracker Barrel now.
Oh like, no, not that. Yeah, and I do mean ew, because that place sucks. I tried it. So okay. I'm leaving a fair review here. And it's just easier to tell a story when you're doing a country song, whereas mm-hmm. now I started moving into more of like an urban pop genre. Mm-hmm. And it's more of like phrases, and they don't necessarily make sense. And I get it. Every songwriter can write however the F they want. I mean, it's,
right.
you know, literally their song. But for me, I really wanted to blend in the same genre as artists like Ariana Grande and The Weeknd and mm-hmm. Bruno Mars and Rihanna. I wanted, because I don't feel like pop is what they're doing. I feel like, to me, pop is like bubblegum. It's like Katy Perry. It's like Dua Lipa. It's like
Taylor Swift?
Ew, yeah.
Question mark? I'm just asking, yeah. Because, I mean, when she first started, it was more like country, and now it's like mm-hmm. totally more pop, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She made the switch, the official absolutely. Switch. And I don't want to be part of that genre. No disrespect to them. Right. I just don't see myself doing that.
That's fair.
So yeah, I switched, and it's been really hard to produce my own music because mm-hmm. I'm not a producer. Don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I produce this podcast. I think I can do that, but... as far as my music goes, it takes a long time to try to come up with beats when I don't have the experience right. behind me. Even just the technical experience of trying to navigate what this sound should sound like and yeah. transition into this and that.
And also things like, just things in general, like, how would you say? It's things, I feel like things kind of come into fruition a lot faster and a lot more clearly when you have a team behind you. So when you have a producer, when you have someone that's going to be doing all your editing and things like that, like...
Because they're professionals.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of like...
Is it niche? I always called it a niche.
I guess a niche,
I hear everyone call it a niche. Niche.
Yeah. Find your niche.
Like a quiche.
Quiche.
Niche.
Biche.
Okay, no. Thank you to our sponsor, Blenders Eyewear.
Summer is coming up, and you know you got to protect those areolas.
No, that's not what that means.
Isn't that the part in your eye?
That's your retinas.
Oh, your retinas. Wait, areola is a nipple.
Hey, but the eyes are the nipples of the face, okay?
Yes, they are.
You got to protect those eyes. But make it fashion.
But make it worthwhile, because it's going to look nice. Because every single pair of Blenders Eyewear actually features their stripes.
Their signature logo.
Which means living life in forward motion.
Yes, girl. So anytime you see those stripes on the side of your shades, you know it's from Blenders. I know that you are loving your Nina DeVinas.
Love my pair.
You're ready for the spring in this.
And the great thing about Blenders Eyewear is that they're very inspiring because they want you to shoot your shot and to chase after your spark.
I'll show you a frickin' shooted shot. Shot, shoot.
Shoot, shot.
I don't know. But yes, Blenders is an affordable brand. You guys go ahead, take a look at their Instagram at Blenders Eyewear or visit them online at blenderseyewear.com.
The future is bright. Come prepared.
Oh, and block your eyes. This week, we want to give a special thanks to our sponsor, H2 Rose.
H2 Rose brings you the benefits of roses and saffron all in a bottle. Rosewater dates back to ancient history and was used by Cleopatra. Ooh, I know her! And Michelangelo, because of its powerful and enriching effects.
H2 Rose is a healthy hydration beverage which improves skin texture, lowers anxiety, improves emotional health, reduces appetite, and is non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free. To learn more about H2 Rose, please visit drinkh2rose.com
or visit their Instagram at H2Rose.
Welcome back. I always want to say,
dirty bitches.
I always want to say welcome back, bitches, but I feel like I don't want to call the audience bitches. I just like calling you bitches.
I like calling people like queen or like yas.
I love
or
like, being called
or like queen. What up, girl? Like, I like calling.
Yeah, because it's fun. Did you do that before you met me or after you met me?
I think after.
Hey.
Definitely wasn't doing it
credit.
Before.
Credit.
Call my mom. What up, girl?
Credit. Do you really do that?
No, no.
Would you not do that?
I should do that. I wonder how that would go down. My mom is like, excuse me, I'm your mother.
I feel like your mom's funny like that, but I don't actually, I feel like I know.
I feel like she would be very like caught off guard. Like, what are you?
My mom would be like giggly laughing at you if you said, what up, girl? She'd just think it's so funny and she wouldn't know how to take it, but she would be funny.
She'd be like, what up, laughing. Boy?
Like, hi, Mac. No, she would normally say it like she usually does. Yeah.
Your mom's so sweet. I love her.
Okay, so I really wanted to kind of find a structured way to talk about our pet peeves, because I noticed that we do this on a weekly basis, and I think it's just natural. I'm sure people do this and they maybe don't realize that they're talking about things that kind of bother them. So I thought, okay, well,
I hope we're not sounding bratty, you know?
I don't care if I do, whatever. I mean, because I've, you know, whatever. Yeah, we have people that are listening to us now that maybe I should be more aware of that kind of a thing. But if I'm not your cup of tea, then you're probably not listening, you know? So right. I just want to be honest. And I don't think I don't want to shame anybody else for being honest with themselves.
And also, if you made it to 16 episodes through, we probably.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Yeah, 16 episodes.
16 is my favorite number.
Is it really?
It's always been my favorite number. Yeah.
Well, if you made it 16 episodes thus far, we're probably not sounding that annoying by complaining.
Or maybe you like annoying. Maybe you're annoying too.
Yeah. And maybe you can relate. Misery attracts company.
Well, that's not how it goes. But anyway.
Company.
I really wanted to try to find an organized way to talk about our pet peeves. So I figured let's maybe throw a minute on the clock.
Okay.
You can get a full minute yourself. I'll take a full minute to go on a rant about what our pet peeve is of the week.
Okay.
And so we'll only get a minute each. And then after we can kind of go from there.
Okay.
So this is our brand new segment that I'm calling Pet Peeves. How original, right?
So great. How'd you think of that?
Would you like to go first or do you want me to go first? Because I definitely have something on my mind.
I'll go first. I got something on my mind.
Okay, girl.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
The time starts now.
Okay. So I cannot stand when people leave their shopping carts in a parking space. Like, you have the audacity to go out and walk and pick up a cart that's like 50 yards away from your car when you pull into the grocery store parking lot. But then when you're unloading your car to put your groceries, unloading your groceries and putting it in the trunk of your car, you just leave it in the fucking thing. Because there are times that I'll show up and I'm like, oh my God, this spot is bitching. I got a spot right here, right up front. And then right when I'm pulling into the spot, there's a grocery cart right in the middle of the spot. Like, who does that? That's like, these people are so rude. Like, they're so like self-entitled, you know? Because it's like, you're obviously just thinking of yourself when you do that. Don't you think? That grinds my gears. It just chaps my booty, you know? It just makes my ass just all chappy chap. Chapped.
Okay, 60 seconds. Chaps your booty. What the hell?
I don't know where my mind went.
You should get that looked at.
Okay. Chaps my booty.
That doesn't sound normal.
I said chaps my booty.
That sounds contagious.
Okay. It sounds worse than the coronavirus, to be honest.
Okay.
I got a case of the chaps my booty.
I got some shit I got to talk about. Are you ready?
Are you ready? I'm going to start the clock.
Are you going to time me?
2, 1, go.
Okay, so I really want to talk about mothers who freaking are in a room and take off their nasty, sweaty, hot and steamy shoes.
Oh, she tried.
We're in an enclosed room. Girl, this is my minute. You need to stay off the mic, okay? I was in a meeting the other day, and we were in a room, and this old man, or it doesn't matter if he was old or young, whatever. I heard that right now. He took off his one shoe, and we're in a closed room, and the windows are closed, and the fans are off, and the door is closed, okay? I do not need to be sitting there when I'm supposed to be in a clear-minded setting organizing my thoughts, organizing my feelings, and then all I can think about is your smelly ass foot, okay? I don't need to be thinking about the crust on your toes. I need to be thinking about some good thoughts, okay? I need to speak that into existence. So have some manners. Don't freaking take shoes off.
That shit. Is gross.
Who does that?
That's gross.
You know how I feel about feet. I don't like them.
People do that on airplanes too.
That's fucking foul.
Isn't that nasty?
Who does it? Like, where? What is in your head?
And you're gonna walk around and stuff. You're gonna walk around and pick up all that nasty shit.
That is so freaking gross. And with nasty. And with the shopping carts, it's so annoying when you pull up to a spot and then it's like, oh, I have to get out of my car first because some bitch left that cart in the middle of my spot. Ugh.
I'm hopefully, maybe this podcast recording will inspire people to like, oh my God, put their carts away.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw, I think there's a series somewhere on, I think I was watching like on Facebook or something, and it's like the shopping cart police.
Oh.
And they literally will like, you know, be filming it and they'll go and they'll like catch people. They'll like target people. They'll be sitting there and they'll see somebody leave their cart and not return it to the shopping cart.
Return.
And they'll go up to them and they'll confront them and be like, is there a reason you didn't do this? It's really, there's a couple really funny ones, and there's a few where they, you know, just don't take them seriously. One person even put like a sticker, a bumper sticker or something on the man's car, and then he got really mad. That, I think, they crossed the line because you can't
that's a little bit too
you
much.
Can't be actually imposing anything physically on my car.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to impose my fist in your face.
In your throat.
I always hold my Yeti that I always have my little chilled water in, and I'm always like, when I get mad, I'm like, ooh, girl, this could turn into a weapon real quick.
Just make me swing this. I'll swing it. Tell me something crooked and I'll swing it. I was at Sprouts like last week, and now, granted, when I see people doing strange shit, I try not to judge because, like, that's their life. And I'm not going to be the one to, you know, tell you how to live yours. But I saw this lady grab a shopping cart and she put it in the back of her car.
Wait, what? Yeah. I didn't think this was going to go there.
I was like, what?
What?
And I was like,
she straight up stole?
She put it in
she the committed theft?
Yeah. I was like, okay, hold on. Am I seeing this for real?
Oh my God. At Sprouts?
Yeah. So I was
Aren't people that shop at Sprouts like vegans?
And yeah. Like, and like nice.
Environmentally.
Don't they like wear Lululemon and stuff? So I was like, maybe she's like someone who fixes shopping carts. You know? I was like, maybe she's going to take it home, fix it up, and bring it back.
That's a nice way to think of it. That just made me think better of this lady.
So again, I didn't want to like judge her, but it looked fucking strange. But she looks
like a criminal.
Yes. That's so weird.
That no. I've definitely back in my high school days, me, my friend Shauna, my friend Sabrina, and my friend Jennifer, we always used to hang out. Oh, and Janae sometimes.
Okay.
You've met my friend Janae. I'd love to have her on the show one day. I used to live in Mission Oaks, which is an area in Camarillo, right by the high school.
Okay.
And we would go just hang out. This is back when like alcohol, like weed, nothing was an option for
us. The pre-ratchet des.
Exactly. Well, I mean, there was still some shades of ratchet in there, you know. It just came out more. The ratchet
was brewing.
It was brewing. There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we would like do things like take the shopping carts from Vons and we'd go like behind the store and we'd push each other around in the carts. Cool. But then we'd like intentionally try to like spill each other out of them.
Oh.
And then I think we did like a video back with like our flip phone or something like that where it was so funny. We went viral back in the day before viral was like a thing.
We made viral a thing.
We made viral happen. Okay. But I remember laughing so hard because just me and my friends, when we all got together, we were just so silly, especially my friend Sabrina.
I remember the video that you did. I think it was the girl that moved to Hawaii.
Oh, Melissa.
Yeah. You were like, you guys went to Coffee Bean and yes. you were on the hood of your own car.
That is iconic.
Oh, she was. She was on the hood of the car, right? And she had a wig on.
Yeah, that was my wig.
She was like waving at all the people.
She like got on the hood of the car and had me play Don't You by the Pussycat Dolls.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like
And we blared it in the parking lot of Coffee Bean here in Camarillo.
You guys are freaking crazy.
And this was all her idea. I miss her so much. This is where I get a lot of my personality from. I think we had similar personalities before we met each other.
Big personalities.
And then once we met each other, we were like, oh my God, how did we find another one? Like I found the Paris to my Nicole.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Paris Hilton to Nicole.
Yes, Richie.
Richie.
Oh, okay. My God, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I guess it shouldn't be that big of a thing to know who Paris Hilton is, but I'm going to give it to you.
Well,
I'm impressed.
I'm going to let you finish.
I'm really happy for you.
But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. What a rude ass. How can you do that to poor Taylor?
I don't talk about him. Ew, I don't like either one of them. I'm going to just say that. I'm a drama.
You're like, she had it coming.
She did. She did. Okay. Especially because it was in Beyonce's favor. So
it's true. The
yes. queen. She can do no wrong. That's my queen. Okay. She is my president.
Beyonce for president.
No, no more. Okay, never mind. So I think it's time for our
games.
I think that's the same song as the H2 Rose. I need to think of a different jingle.
Games.
Oh, wait. Oh, we used to go, hey. Like we were revving.
Like as if we were like.
Revving of a motorcycle.
I don't know what a motorcycle sounds like that.
But you're the one that told me that.
Oh, yeah.
Go back like 8 episodes and that's when you said it. Yeah. Wow, how crazy to think that you can go back 8 episodes and you're still like in the middle of our series.
That's history.
Oh my God. So do you want to go first or should I? Mine is very,
I went first very last week, so you
simple.
You go.
Will you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a game that I know, that you probably won't do very well.
I love that you do that deliberately. You're like, he won't do well. And let's see how it goes.
Well, because it creates some good one-liners, you know, when you don't know what you're really talking does. About.
And also it shows people that I'm normal.
And I think it's funny because a lot of people probably won't know either. And it's just a way for everybody to laugh. They'll laugh while they're listening with whoever they're listening to it with. Or they're on
their way to work and they're like, oh my God.
Yeah. I love that when I'm driving to work and listening to a podcast and I'm just like laughing because I'm like, oh my God, my friends are so funny.
I'm like the creepy one in the sauna, like, ha ha ha. And then like, people are like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, oh, sorry, my podcast.
My friends are talking to me. The Bellas are just so.
The friends
funny.
In my ears are talking to me. That sounds so weird.
That like, sounds.
The my friends head. In my ears are talking to me.
Okay, so this game will determine how much you know about style, how much you know about fashion, how much you know about pretty much anything.
Okay, we'll see.
This game is called Fashion or Fash Out.
Okay.
So I have...
Fash In or Fash Out. Right? I like that. You always have a clever game names.
Thanks, girl. I have a list of 8 names, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to tell me if they are a designer or not. So if you believe that they are a fashion designer, you will say fashion. If you believe that they're not a fashion designer.
Fash out.
Fash out. Okay. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Think you can do that?
Yeah.
You have any idea about any designers?
Chanel.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, man. I got to cross that off. No, just kidding. I gave you credit. I almost put that one on there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, number 1, Michael Mizanin.
Michael Mizanin.
Fashion or fash out?
Let's go fashion.
Fashion? You think it's a designer?
Yeah.
Michael Mizanin is known as The Miz in WWE.
Oh, really?
He's a really famous superstar. He got his start on The Real World. Do you remember that show, The Real World?
I do. I just never watched it.
He was on one of the very first seasons. That shit was old, okay? It was a long time ago. I ran into him at Bristol Farms the other day. It, like, made my life.
You actually got to talk to him?
Well, I didn't talk to him. You saw him. I get really... like shy these days. I used to always go up to them and take pictures and stuff,
right?
But nowadays I'll see them and like I live in my life, in my inside, in my heart, but I don't actually go up to them anymore.
Oh wow.
Unless it's like, if it's like Khloe Kardashian, I have to go up to her.
I'm Miranda sure there's Lambert, a lot of celebrities go into that Bristol Farms.
I mean, I see them at my work all the time.
Oh, it's true.
And then I go to Bristol Farms because I actually love the shit in there. Hey, shout out Isabella's Cookies in there, H2O's. Right. Yeah, Michael Mizanin unfortunately is fash out.
Okay.
Number 2, Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler. I feel like there's a lot of fashion names that are just strange, mm-hmm. that it would make sense that all these names would be fashions.
That's why I picked all these.
Yeah, I hate you. Fashion.
Fashion?
Yeah.
Fash out.
Damn.
Dolph Ziggler is Mike Mizanin's best friend.
You're the worst. You are the worst.
They are both WWE superstars. Number 3. Tory Burch.
Oh, that's for sure a fashion.
How do you know?
Isn't it Tommy Birch?
No, or no, else I would have said
I'm gonna say Tommy Birch. Fashion.
Fashion?
Yeah.
Okay. You're right.
Nice.
That one, I was like, oh my God.
Tony I'm totally, Birch?
Oh my God, girl. Tory Birch.
Tory Birch.
I felt like I was tossing you a bone with this one, so I'm glad you got it right. You rose to the occasion, and you got
she
it right.
She showed up.
Tory Birch is very obvious, so yes.
Yes.
Number four, Christian Siriano.
Fash out.
Fash out. Girl, you tried it. Christian Siriano is one of the most talented designers right now.
Okay? Is it really?
Yes. Shit. You should look him up, okay? His prime was like, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Okay.
He was discovered on Project Runway.
Oh, wow.
And he actually became a very successful designer from that. So
that's cool.
I know.
So I've heard that. So this is what I've heard. Designers will give a runway artist or a runway
model.
Model, runway model artist. I guess it is a type of art, you know, walking up that runway. They'll give a runway model something that looks extremely strange, like a dress that's just like, it just, there's no function in it. It just looks so weird. Mm-hmm. But then that kind of draws attention to, for people to be like,
avant-garde.
Who makes that? And then they...
It's called avant-garde.
Oh, that's what that's called?
When it doesn't look very wearable or realistic for like streetwear.
Uh-huh.
It's avant-garde.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's out there and it's like, what's that word when you're trying to, innovative?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then people will ask, who's that designer? And then that's how a name gets out there. So that's really interesting. That's cool.
Christian Siriano. Well, you got it wrong though, so.
You don't get it right for just saying that fact.
Number five, Reza Farahan.
Reza Barahan?
Farahan.
Farahan. That sounds like Dominican or some shit. I'm a... You're like, what? Let's say fashion.
Fashion?
Fashion.
Fash out. Reza Farahan so is on the Shahs of Sunset on Bravo, one of my favorite reality shows.
I don't know who that is.
He was like a real estate agent. He just got famous for being on TV, but Ryan Seacrest is the executive producer of the show. So he discovered them right after he discovered the Kardashians.
Okay.
So they're making some coins.
Some coin.
Yes. I love Shahs of Sunset. Shout out Shahs of Sunset every Sunday. Number six, Michael Costello.
Oh, that's a fashion.
How do you know?
Because I feel like I've heard that name before.
Oh my God. I mean, you've said fashion to the last like five options.
No, so. I've only gotten one right so far.
Well, now you got two right because Michael Costello was also
a designer?
contestant on Project Runway.
Oh, shit.
And one, I think. Or one All-Stars. I don't know. They were on it. Now they're famous. They make some dresses. They're good.
They make some dresses.
I actually really like his style. It's
They make some dresses. They good.
Like the pretty style. It's not super out there or anything. It's very pleasing.
Right.
In my sense of fashion. Number seven, Michelle Visage.
Fashion.
Fash out.
Damn.
Michelle Visage. I almost gave it away in the beginning of the episode. I was talking
about. I like that
about.
I'm saying like pretty much the same thing each time and I'm still getting them wrong.
I'm honestly not really
and
sure.
Then when I switch over to the fash out, I get it wrong.
You're just getting it wrong the whole time.
Yeah, I just suck at this game.
Michelle Visage is RuPaul's co-host on the podcast. Oh, okay. I almost said it when you asked me, does he do that like with anybody?
And you didn't want to give it away.
I was like, yeah, he has a co-host.
Yeah, he's a co-host.
I love Michelle. Yeah,
whoever
Visage.
It is, not important. I'm not going to tell you right now.
She's on the Drag Race show too. She's very famous now in the gay world.
And dude, to be working right next to RuPaul.
I know.
That's...
Right? And that just goes to show, like, if you have a dream, keep pushing because they're in their, like, late 50s. And
yeah,
they're
for real.
They're probably making the most money and working the most
it just
they've
takes
ever
time.
Done.
Yeah, just gotta be patient. I mean, what is it? Colonel Sanders didn't, you know, discover. Colonel Sanders, the guy that.
That's KFC right?
Yeah, okay. He didn't, you know, he didn't find out his spice until in his 50s or 60s.
Never heard of him. Just kidding.
Never heard of him.
Just kidding. Okay, the final question, number eight.
Okay.
Brandon Maxwell.
Fashion.
Fashion?
I feel like I've seen that in the mall.
Probably not. You're thinking of Bibi Maxaria.
Maybe. Not even close. I don't know.
Yes, Brandon Maxwell.
Yes!
Is a designer. He's very big right now. He's designing for all the queens of the world. So, congratulations. You got it right.
Congratulations, Brandon.
You got three correct. Yay!
Out of eight.
Whatever. Wow. We don't need to do like the math of it. I don't care. I like that you got three right instead of zero right.
Yeah. So you're just happy for my performance.
I'm happy that you got any. Okay. You're on the board.
I'm being my best self.
Good for you, bitch. Go work. Good
for you, bitch. Go work.
All right. Now test my brain.
All right. So I have a game that follows the theme of last week's episode, which was testing your knowledge on nostalgia.
Mm-hmm. Who's that again? Nostalgia?
It's just some hooker that I met.
Okay.
who tested your knowledge on the nostalgia cartoons of Nickelodeon.
So we're doing Nickelodeon of us growing again?
Up. Yeah, so I'm going to do theme songs now of cartoons and shows of Nickelodeon that we grew up with in the 90s.
And oh, God, so you're going to sing this whole time?
No, I have lyrics from the songs.
Oh, okay.
So I have lyrics from the songs, and you're going to tell me where
can you sing?
These will go. Okay. No. I mean, if I sing it, it'll ruin it for the
listeners. They want to hear you.
Fine.
Okay. What is it called?
It's called...
The Nick Classics Part 2? The Nick
Classics Part 2 theme song.
Hey.
All right. So number one. Honestly, if I do the actual song, if I sing it, it'll get it easier. So I don't want to like sing it.
Okay.
But I'll sing it afterwards.
Okay.
All right.
So only Nickelodeon, you said, right?
Only Nickelodeon.
How many?
Six. Okay. So number one. Always giving him commands. Obtuse, rubber goose, green moose, guava juice.
What the fuck? I have zero idea. Oh my god. This could be all that.
This is a two-part. It's a cartoon.
Oh. Oh yeah, they're only going to be cartoons?
No, some of them are actually act outs.
Okay.
Always giving him commands. Obtuse, rubber goose, green goose, guava juice.
Why did you say two-part and you repeated the same thing?
Because they're not back to back. So like I got one lyric from one part of the theme song and then another lyric from another part.
I can very confidently say I have no idea.
Okay.
You can't sing it for me?
Always giving him commands. Obtuse, rubber goose, green goose, guava juice.
Ooh. Oh, Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Nice. Yay.
Okay.
I can take the zero for that though.
Okay. But you got, I mean, see? That's okay. Cool. Okay, number two. And you want to see my world, so come and run away. If you want to play, come and play today.
Oh my god, I feel like that sounded familiar. I don't think I'm going to get these right if I don't hear
the The second jingle. I say it, like, or the second I say it, you're going to be like, duh, I freaking
Wait, know that start it, do it again?
And you want to see my world, so come and run away. If you want to play, come and play today.
My brain is completely spacing. I don't know.
Sing it?
Yeah, sing it.
If you want to play, come and play today. Come and play. Yeah, I will make you see.
I still don't know. All
things that you can be.
I have no idea.
Zoe 101.
Oh, I never watched that.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, uh-uh. There you go. That makes sense. Oh,
I was too old for that.
Okay.
And we the same age, okay? So.
Okay, number three. We talked about it last week, too. But this is number
You're giving me good hints.
Over your shoulder, you know that I told you. I'll always be picking you up when you're down.
What the hell? We talked about it last week on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Over your shoulder. I feel like none of these like Nickelodeon classics, like the name, had words in their songs.
Some of them didn't. That's why it was so hard to like kind of find songs that would
have lyrics.
Mostly be recognizable, yeah.
I mean, I don't really even, I want you to repeat it again, but I feel bad for everyone listening because they're probably like, Des, we already
know. I'll give you the first part of the song where it opens up. I never thought that it.
Oh, Drake and Josh.
Yeah. Okay.
Have I been getting these right? Are you counting these as right?
Yeah, you got
not?
One right. You got one right.
Which
you got
one?
Three. This one, the one I just gave you.
Oh.
Okay. Number four. One fine day with a wolf and a purr, a baby was born and it caused a little stir.
This sounds kind of familiar.
There's a big hint in the first line.
With the wolf and a purr?
One fine day with a wolf and a purr, a baby was born and it caused a little stir.
I don't know, bitch. Wait, one fine day when that's Mariah Carey. with a wolf and a purr. That sounds like a dog and a cat. What? Cat dog.
There you go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. I was I was still trying to make some.
It goes like, one fine day with a woof and a purr, a baby who was born and it caused a little stir.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a country, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was my little brother's favorite. That was my favorite
cartoon.
A little too old for that one, but just kidding. No, I was into like Disney at that point. I was more of a Disney kid than a Disney Channel.
I should test you on a Disney Channel stuff then.
I'll ace it. I'll fucking ace it.
We'll see.
Promise.
All right. So number five. He rescues the day from sheer destruction. This is the theme song.
Oh, God. I don't know. Oh, my God.
I can sing it.
Okay.
He rescues...
Wait, will I get the point if you sing it? If I get it right?
Sure.
Because I want to get it right. I don't want to just give up. He rescues the day with something...
From sheer destruction, this is the theme song.
I don't know.
He rescues the day from sheer destruction... This is the theme song. Na 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 na.
I don't remember.
Jimmy Neutron.
Oh man, see, you picked all the ones that like I wasn't a super fan of.
Really? Damn.
And again, I was more Disney. Jordan was more Nickelodeon, and Alonzo was more Cartoon Network.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah. But I do remember Alonzo watching. What's the one? Cat Dog.
Because
he had a little like cat dog.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a little accordion animal. Yeah, like a stuffed animal.
Such a good show.
Yeah. I don't really remember. I just remember Lola. They had a little bird, huh? Lola. She's kind of annoying. I kind of hated her.
It was like a mouse that lived
in
her
house. Bird with a wig on.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, Lola. Look it up.
Maybe I need to look it up. Shit.
Damn. So how many did I get right? Or was that, are we not done?
No, you got one more.
Oh.
I do want to add, however, like Cat Dog didn't know who their parents were, and neither did Hey Arnold. Arnold from Hey Arnold didn't know where his parents were.
I thought his parents died.
Either they died or like they didn't. He just didn't know who they were.
Well, that's a big.
That's some deep shit or. From a cartoon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like to show kids this, like I don't know who my parents are. Let's show that. Put that as a cartoon and show it to kids.
So many of the fairy tales are like that too.
Are they really?
Snow White. Why she had an evil stepmother is because her mom died.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Wow, they're making them like relatable characters. That's interesting. That got
Cinderella.
Dark.
I mean, same with her.
Oh, her parents.
That's why she has stepsisters and all that shit.
Maybe like her parents just like, Cinderella, nope. No,
they're all dead. It's usually, it's usually their moms that are dead.
Wow.
I know.
Where did dads at?
Disney hates moms.
Moral of the story is Disney hates moms. Number six. Last one. We talked about this the other day. Till further notice, I'm in between from where I'm standing. My grass is green, someone once told me.
As told by Ginger.
There you go.
Someone once told me the grass is much greener. Again, didn't watch it.
On the other side. Yeah, Macy Gray. Love you, Macy Gray. So you got three. You got three for six.
Okay.
So you and I both got three.
I got three right. Who cares about how many?
Yeah, you got three right. Yay! That's all that matters.
Yay, we're twins.
Yas queen.
Okay. Yay! Yeah. I'd say that was a success.
I think that was really well played.
I wonder, we should do a poll on our Instagrams about if people were more Team Disney or Team Nickelodeon.
Oh, that would be a good one.
And see how people respond. Because I know I was definitely more of a Disney kid.
I was more of a Nickelodeon kid. However, I only watched like That's So Raven on Disney.
Oh, That's So Raven. You didn't watch Lizzie McGuire?
I watched that show too.
There you go.
Yeah.
You didn't watch Wizards of Waverly Place?
I didn't watch that.
That one's a good one.
I watched The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Even Stevens? No. I didn't like that show.
Phil of the Future?
No.
Oh my God. No. I feel bad for you.
I feel bad for you.
Boy Meets World?
No.
That one I wasn't super into. It would just always be on when we were getting ready for school in the morning.
Okay.
My mom would come in and that's how she'd wake all three of us up is by turning our TVs on.
Oh, really?
And it was always on MTV. Oh, wait.
When MTV had music videos back then.
Didn't they play Disney on MTV sometimes? Or Boy Meets World on MTV?
I don't think so.
Well, for some reason, I remember Boy Meets World being on in the morning.
I think it was on BET.
Girl, no.
Just kidding.
They should make a BET version of Boy Meets World.
It's like all that, but it's like in an urban neighborhood and shit.
That would be cool. That could work.
It would.
Yeah.
That'd be
funny. Would call it Fresh Prince.
Oh, I miss that show.
I know.
It's a good show.
My favorites are like Fresh Prince. They would be on BET. Like Fresh Prince, Sister Sister, Moesha, The Parkers. Those are literally my favorite shows.
I didn't watch those.
Girl, no.
God, I need to be more cultured.
Well, thank you everybody for listening to
episode 16.
Jinx. I always get you. Jen. I love it. You actually should owe me Coffee Bean. Let's go get Coffee Bean after this and you can buy it from me.
Thanks. Thanks.
So, you guys, our contest is still going on. If you want to be entered in for our giveaway, I have a couple people that are already throwing their hat in the race that are leaving us really nice reviews. I thank you guys for those. I can't really tell who they are by the name, so make sure you send me a shot of your review so I know exactly who is entering the contest.
Yeah. Oh, and a big thank you to our sponsors, Blenders Eyewear.
Yay!
I do have to say, these freaking things are so cool. I already got multiple compliments on these things.
Did you?
Yeah, like, yay. It's cool. Like,
they do fit your face very well. The Nina Divinas are
very happy about them.
The pairs that you're wearing.
Yeah, they're super sick.
Really cute. I love Blenders Eyewear. I love that they are quality product. They look expensive and they really are affordable.
They really are.
You know, they're not going to be the price of like the really expensive ones that I have that are going to be over $100. These are definitely mid-range. So yeah. Check them out on Instagram at Blenders Eyewear. Their website at blenderseyewear.com. Go ahead and cash in on that 25% off at drinkh2rose.com. Check them out on Instagram at h2rose. And again, give us a follow at I Feel Tried to enter in to our giveaway. Yay! Enjoy your weekend, guys. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.